USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 9 teenagers were arrested last night in connection with the mob beatdown of 3 Marines on a Southern California beach in San Clemente over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Department announced 4 males and 1 female were charged with assault with a deadly weapon and were admitted to juvenile hall. Another 4 minors were reportedly charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. House leaders are confident that the chamber today will approve the debt ceiling bill between President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy when they vote on the measure later today after the House Rules Committee greenlit it last night.
The move clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. The rule was adopted by a 7-6 vote with Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joining all Democrats in opposition. The debt limit bill will now advance to the floor for debate with a vote sometime today. The 99-page measure would raise the nation's spending limit for the next 2 years to avoid a federal debt default. I'm Skip Kelly.
Plumes of smoke from wildfires burning in southeastern Canada's Nova Scotia province are drifting across the northeastern USA and prompting air quality alerts in several cities through today. Fires have been burning in Canada for weeks. North Korea has said an accident happened as it planned to send up its first space satellite, causing it to crash into the sea. Pyongyang announced earlier it planned to launch a satellite to monitor U.S. military activities. It now says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. The launch sparked a false alarm today in the South Korean capital of Seoul, while in Japan a warning was issued to residents on Okinawa in the south. Several thousand cheering and flag-waving Jordanians packed a sports stadium for a free concert in the capital of Amman as part of celebrations leading up to the kingdom's first major royal wedding in years. 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein is to marry Saudi architect Rajwa Alsaf tomorrow. USA News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed is being put on hold.
The decision comes as 5 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said 2 of the 5 unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A 9th survivor was found on the 4th floor of the building in Davenport. On Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
The debt ceiling bill passes to make it to the House floor for a vote today.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 in favor of advancing the bill Tuesday. Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joined all Democrats on the committee who voted against it. The 99-page debt limit deal caps federal spending for 2 years and tightens work requirements for welfare beneficiaries. It also raises the debt ceiling until January 2025. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Malaysia has detained a Chinese-registered vessel suspected of looting 2 British World War II shipwrecks. The bulk carrier was seized on Sunday for anchoring illegally in the site of the South China Sea. Ammunition believed to be from the HMS Prince of Wales and HMS Repulse, which were sunk by Japanese forces more than 80 years ago, was found on board. The UK Ministry of Defense had earlier condemned the alleged raid as a desecration of maritime war graves. Lance Pry, USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.